USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Disney has announced that it's postponing its mid-July reopening of their Southern California theme parks as the coronavirus flares up again in that state. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just in the last few days, those numbers have increased some 69%. To 7,149 individuals, over 7,000 individuals, a record number here in the state of California that have tested positive for COVID-19.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut said that visitors from 8 states would have to quarantine for 14 days. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
If you are violating the quarantine, you can be subject to a judicial order and mandatory quarantine. You could have to pay the costs of quarantine. There are also fines.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
People are worried about protesters defacing Mount Rushmore. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Statues of former presidents George Washington and Thomas Jefferson have been defaced or torn down by protesters across the country. Where does that leave Mount Rushmore, which displays two of those presidents in huge granite in South Dakota's Black Hills? South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News she's taking steps to protect Mount Rushmore.
You know, this is obviously a federal mountain. It is a national monument. It is something that we will partner with them and use the resources of the state to make sure that we have security measures in place. I won't get into specifics, but we do have actions together that we're working on. We have the president visiting on July 3rd, and we're excited about that. But we also know that this threat to the mountain could remain in place for quite some time, and we're prepared to be there and be diligent about protecting it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
North Korea has abruptly changed its course, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The monstrous size of the Sahara dust cloud has made meteorologists' heads turn. It stretches from Africa all the way to the Gulf Coast. The leading edge of the Saharan air layer dust plume has invaded the Gulf of Mexico. Satellite imagery shows two areas of concentration with dust stretching from continent to continent. The bulk of the first cloud has reached Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, not just clouding the sky, but turning it a milky white. Visibility at the airport on St. Croix in the Virgin Islands dropped to 3 miles and was limited to 5 miles in San Juan, Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.